Hello and welcome to another episode of Filterless Talk by Catalyst Crew, a podcast show where we strip away the noise and get real. Today we have with us someone who's going to give insights from Bollywood. Yes, Bollywood lovers, this one is for you. And we're going to get a lot of gossips directly from the sets of Heera Mandi because she's none other than assistant director of Heera Mandi who has worked with Sanjay Leela Bhansali very closely. Let's get real with Vama Gaur on The Filterless. Hi, Vama. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? And thank you so much for the intro. I think it's... you really oversold me. I am... but really, you know, happy to be here and happy to be talking to you after so long.
Yeah.
And I hope we can have like a great conversation.
I just don't know if my audience knows this, but you were the first person to introduce me to theater, to the world of drama. And I'm so grateful to all of that, that when that happened, I decided to start something for myself. So thank you so much for that, actually.
I mean, I'm so glad like to see you doing this and yet to be here and just to see you grow. And just to create, like, see you create your own empire and be here. So I think that in itself is something that I am proud of. And I just hope that Filterless becomes, you know, it reaches the peak.
Thank you so much. So before we dive straight into your journey as a director and everything, I know for a fact that you are more than just an assistant director or a director. So I would like to know, how was your journey? Like, how a little girl, Vama, went and from her childhood and went straight into all of these things? And when did media touch you?
Okay, so... I think we, like you and me and all of us, I grew up in a very quintessential, open-minded family. Yeah. There was some kind of a friction in terms of media. Although I learned, the first thing that I ever did in my life, which was creative, was join dance classes, which my mother actually pushed me to do. When I was 4 years old. So I started doing Bharatnatyam at that age, but I don't think creativity actually came and hit me till the time I started writing poems for like essays and everything in college and school. And I particularly remember that I used to be extremely excited for like English exams and essay writing in English. And I think that is somewhere where I started getting the appreciation and the recognition in my family and in school. And I started, you know, probably thinking that maybe this is what I like to do. This is where I feel extremely creative, because when you're doing something creative, you feel a creative high. So I think writing in school, even though it was like small stories or whatever, I think that is something that actually got me to discover my creative self. From there, I didn't know that I had that theater kira in me, even though I know I was like a full drama queen and everyone around me could completely agree. But my grandfather used to do a lot of theater, and I think during his time doing theater, it was more for like survival, even though he was super creative, and he still is. He's 85 and he still writes poems for my grandmother. So I had that kind of a creative person to look up to in my family. But again, I think theater was something which was, ke yaar ye mat karo. This is not going to be your lifestyle. Yeah. And you know, bachche ko jab bolte ho chocolate mat kha, usko chocolate khane ka man karta hai. So that is what happened, I guess. In school, one of my, you know, I think a production company and a few directors had come to direct an annual day function. And my friends were performing like a small play. And they're like, listen, we have one character less. Can you please do this? My dialogue was, oh, darling, I'm going to die. Okay. And that was it. And I did that. And I think they really liked my performance. And they said, will you act? And I said, listen, I've not acted before. I only dance. And we had 1 month or I think 1 or 3 months. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But we had like intensive training. And that's when I think I realized that I really love this. Yeah. And if theater was as booming as Bollywood, and if it could be a career as lucrative, I don't think I would have even gotten into films, which is a very weird thing to say, because I love movies, but Yeah, so I think that was my journey.
I think for almost all the creative people out there, you never start with one thing. You always are like complimented with this thing, that thing, and all together. And these are like your small hobbies. So when you also introduced me to theater, whosoever has done theater, they know that the activities that we do just to get trained for theater are the activities that make you actually happy to do it. Like the improv planning, then the script writings, then just doing a small mime,
yeah,
act, small, yeah, small. And all those
trust
things.
Trust exercises.
Like, trust exercises, exactly. So all of that makes you fall in love with theater.
I think it also shapes you as an individual, because improv is such an important thing just for people to live. Like, you know, like I always say that if you're acting,
yeah,
तुम रस्ते पे भी अगर जा रहे हो और अगर तुम भाजी वाले के साथ भी कॉन्वर्जेशन कर रहे हो,
दैट इज,
या यू चेंजिंग योर पर्सनैलिटी फ्रॉम समबडी हु इज स्क्रोलिंग ऑन द फोन एट होम टू गोइंग डाउन एंड एक्चुअली हैविंग अ कॉन्वर्जेशन एंड मैनिपुलेटिंग दैट कॉन्वर्जेशन, एंड इम्प्रोव इज बेसिकली दैट.
एग्जैक्टली.
सो या आई थिंक थिएटर जस्ट मेड मी हु आई एम.
It shapes the whole personality of a particular person. Yeah. So whatever activities, it's not just going to help you on stage, but off stage in your life also. And that, I guess, I also noticed the same thing, and it's very much relatable. So how did you get into all of this and then shift into directly Bollywood? So was it different than doing what theater is and then getting into films?
So
what is that transition looks like?
So honestly, theater is something that I was very heavily invested in, and I think I spent my college life just doing theater.
We all know 72 yeah. plays, only writing plays.
Yeah, writing, directing, acting, I think that is all I yeah. did. But I think that actually helped me because I think I had some kind of guidance from home as well that, listen, if you want to do theater, or if you want to do anything in life, you need to be the best. You can't be mediocre, especially in a creative field, because yeah. if you are, you won't survive. So I think what I strived to be was the best. In that chakkar, somewhere I felt ke some, you know, I should also make a short film. I should also go there, because I think somewhere in the back of my head, I knew that I don't come from a place where I'll be able to do theater and mm-hmm. survive and sustain, which mm-hmm. is actually a very bad thing. And I think the theater circuit should boom. But again, I think I made my first short film, and I made it with my friends. And
okay.
I felt, okay, you know what? This is something different, because theater doesn't teach you how to think in terms of angles and cuts yeah. and close-ups. And that's what film did. And you can't make a mistake when you're doing a play.
Definitely.
But, you know, you can change the story on
everything.
Edit.
Huh?
Yeah. So that's what happened. And I think when I made my first big short film with Megha Gadge, which is Gungru, and when it did well, and when people saw it and they liked it, there was some kind of confidence that I had in myself. And I really was craving and striving ke I want to learn.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say I'm in Bollywood, I think, because Bollywood is around us.
Definitely.
So you can, and all of us are.
Are you a filmy kid by birth?
I am.
Like a
absolutely, complete.
Huh?
Absolutely.
It looks like. It
I complete, am absolutely.
It just comes on your face like, huh, ye full drama queen by
yeah,
birth.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you a small incident. I was very bad at maths. I still am. Okay. And I got like very bad marks or something. And then while we were eating, कुछ टाइम पहले ही मैंने मेरे रिजल्ट्स दिखाए होंगे कि ऐसे ऐसे हैं. फिर डिनर कर रहे थे हमारे, ओम शांति ओम चल रही थी, एंड आई एम सीइंग डायलॉग पे डायलॉग, एंड माय फादर जस्ट टर्न्स एंड ही इज लाइक, सम डायलॉग याद है? आई सेड हाँ. ही वाज लाइक, मैथ्स नहीं आता, कुछ पढ़ाई नहीं आती, और डायलॉग याद है? एंड आई वाज लाइक, ओह शिट. बट देन आई,
ये तो मैं भूल गई थी, ये तो कौन है?
एंड दैट टाइम आई वाज जस्ट लाइक, ओह गॉड, ओके. बट आई थिंक दैट ऑल्सो वॉज ऑल्सो अनदर इंसिडेंट इज I used to be scared to swim, because I used to feel ki andar se crocodile aa jayega, ya fir black water dekhi thi maine, to I thought ki bhi jaws type situation ho jayega.
Filmy trauma.
Uh-huh. And I was like a kid, and my father was like, listen, if you really want to if you come and swim with me today, I'll take you for Mehuna. For the second time. This is the second time.
ओके
एंड आई वाज लाइक या ओके
डन.
उसके बाद कुछ हुआ घर पे, गुस्सा किया किसी ने एंड आई वाज अपसेट एंड माय ग्रैंडफादर इज लाइक चल आई टेक यू फॉर मैहूना एंड आई एम एक्सट्रीमली एक्साइटेड अगेन. सो दैट इज हाउ फिल्मी आई एम.
ओके ओके अंडरस्टूड.
सो दैट वाज ऑलवेज देयर बट आई थिंक आई एम ब्लेस्ड एंड प्रिविलेज्ड दैट आई गॉट द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू गेट इन in the circle of people who I really admire and look up to, and I got the opportunity to be there and be still be
right
there.
Thing, right place, right time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that thing works. Maybe,
yeah.
Definitely. And I think I have also seen Ghungru, and at the same time, Ghungru got featured on Hotstar. So obviously that is also a huge achievement for somebody who's just doing a short film like in the initial stage.
That was the biggest thing for me at that point of time. I was just 19 years old.
Yeah.
And even a 1 month exclusive screening on Hotstar was so special and big for me. And I think that somewhere gave me the confidence. And I had, of course, I have not trained or learned filmmaking. Everything that I've learned is from the internet. So,
true.
It was somewhere, you know, a nail in the...
And more than that, you've directed more than 50 plays and you're also teaching and then you're also going to schools and teaching drama. So wearing all these different hats, how does it work for you? Like, what does the schedule looks like for you?
Like, you know, the industry that we're in, we are usually freelancers. Yeah. We, whatever job we get is what we do, right? So, I prioritize, let's say if I'm doing an advertisement or if I'm working on a feature, I don't have time to do anything else. But I love that, you know, I can go to schools because that is where I feel most creatively satisfied, is because honestly, they, you know, the kids or even the younger,
genuine form.
Yeah, they're so genuine and they're so creative and they'll come up with ideas you can never even think of.
Yeah.
So I honestly love doing that, but I think I'm very much focused in whatever I'm doing whenever I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you love doing something, you just
never going to stop doing
that. You never feel like I'm
tired
writing abhi or I'm tired or I can't do this. Like even after the podcast, I'm going to go home and write.
Agreed.
So I really want to... You know, keep on doing because I enjoy doing that.
My hobby. I completely understand because me being a founder of my agency, then doing the show, having my own page to manage as Instagram influencer. So all of these hats I also keep on wearing and it just constantly feels like I'm never tired of it.
Exactly.
At home, I go back to home, I sleep peacefully that at least I'm doing what I love the most.
Exactly.
So every day is something new, new learnings. And when you said that you love going to schools, I think that teaching is much of a bigger teacher. When you want to learn something, I always say this, that if you want to learn something, you start teaching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think... I mean, I have learned so much from either the college students or the kids in school because of the ideas that they come up with. Yeah. And their minds are just so fresh that they just bring things to you and you feel like, yeah, this is so fresh, this is so good. Like, sometimes, you know, I just give them a word that your color is pink and yours is brown and now make an entire story and bring it
in
to
pink
me.
And brown, yeah.
And they'll get you something which is out of the world in science fiction and even emotionally so mature. Some of the students are so mature. Yeah. Did you feel inspired?
And I think every generation keeps on changing with their thoughts and with their creative.
And you can see that.
And it is very... So like if you see the upcoming Gen Alpha, they are so enthusiastic of learning things. And they learn also very fast. So they're matured by birth, I feel sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think exposure also.
Hmm.
Like I remember knowing of a touchscreen phone when I was in the later years of my school.
Yeah.
But I think today children are born with that. So the information is there.
Yeah.
They don't need to open the Oxford Dictionary. Huh. We used to open meanings.
And
now they just need to like put in a word and they'll know everything.
And they can like GPD it or whatever
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. So the exposure is crazy.
Looks good, man. And also, since we are talking about all your creative works, one such thing that I wanted to highlight is Wow Expressions. So can you please tell our audience, what was it behind Wow Expressions? How did you start the whole journey? And why Wow?
You know, this actually started when I was in college and doing theater, and I realized that this is such an important thing that we're doing. Of course, it's not as important as somebody studying to become a doctor or something, but I think doing plays also was, we were a group of people who really enjoyed doing that. And I realized that for some reason, art is not looked at with the kind of respect it should be. And this includes me when my parents suggested that, why are you doing science, when I wanted to take science in school, in college, and they said, you should try humanities or art because that is where, that's where your calling is. And for a minute, I had tears in my eyes because that's how we've been brought
up. You feel
up.
That, am I not that educated?
Exactly.
Or do I not...
Do I not have the potential to do science?
To do science, yeah.
And
yeah,
do this as well, because this is always secondary, right? So I think I had that shift in mindset. And I realized that when you're doing art, you don't have the right support. You don't have the right space. And that's when I had my old place. And I was like, you know what? Even though I have one fan, one light, even though it's maybe not the biggest of spaces, I want to create a space where people can come and do whatever they want to. And that was the initial idea. And my best friend Dharmesh came in, and then we were like, you know what, let's do something. And then we made the first short film, which was Shush. And people in college started recognizing, and they were like, you know what, this is good. And then I think we just started. We didn't have a term for ourselves. We were just like a place that does creative stuff. So we hosted around 200 open mic shows.
Wow,
Saturdays. And like so many people came and performed. And now so many of them are actually actors and doing
lovely.
So well. And you being one of them. And it's just so refreshing and nice. And you just feel so proud and happy. And we never had labels that this is a production company or this we only do theater.
Yeah,
fir hum sirf you know movies banayenge ya hum sirf open mic karenge. Humne workshops bhi kiye, humne open mics bhi kiye, humne
so from performing arts to
fine arts to
anything,
to everything
in arts.
We've done wedding videos, we've done food photography, we've done workshops, so many, and we've done plays which we've represented on the national and state levels. So, and we've taught a lot of kids theater and actually instilled the value of what theater is. Mm-hmm. And today we're making short films and music videos, and hopefully I want to, you know, branch this out into making and creating more and more. So
definitely.
That is what WOW is.
So this is going to keep
it's
on.
It's the expression. You just express yourself, and that's what it is.
Oh, wow. I can relate to it because I've been there and I know how your place looks like. It just feels home. It's too warm. And the way you guys have created it, like, it's just 200...
It's a tiny...
200
tiny,
square feet something.
400.
400 square feet
tiny
place. Tiny
yeah.
space. And it's just too cozy. Like, anybody, especially when people like us who write, we always look out for spaces which are, like, very peaceful.
Yeah.
Just a corner.
Yeah.
And there's some plant or something that just inspires us to write something down. I think that is the warmth that WOW gives to me also. It has given to me also. So I can completely agree. And Vama, then how did you shift into Bollywood? When did that happen? When did the whole shift of entering into Bollywood happen?
So I had started working in television because my eventual goal was to make movies or get into movies. But first I got into TV and reality shows, and I did not enjoy it because I felt that, of course, it is very mechanical, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, who's somebody new and who did not realize that half of the things are scripted, I was in a
very big
culture shock.
Yeah.
So while I was doing that, I was also consistently pursuing opportunities to get into the industry. But I was fortunate enough to have worked with Mr. Bhansali for 3 years. And honestly, that has made me who I am today. Because, and I'm not saying that I am somebody, but whatever I am today, even in my personal life, in my professional life, is all because of the guidance of him as a man, as a director, as a writer, as a composer, as an editor. And he wears so many hats. And he just whenever he opens his mouth, he's just, it's just wisdom. So I feel extremely fortunate to have had the opportunity to learn from him and to have him as my first guru in this industry. And he's just not shaped me or molded me into becoming a more disciplined individual. He's also somewhere created this unquenchable thirst to do more, because he does not rest. He does not rest at all. He's just constantly, he's married to his work.
He thrives to perfection. I've always seen that.
Absolutely.
With all the cinema work that he has ever done, it just shows very nicely that he thrives for perfection. Absolutely. And it comes out on the screen.
Yeah, and I think he has, he, you know, I wouldn't even say gifted or blessed. I think he's just so hardworking and he's just so talented that, I mean, these words coming from my mouth are like choti mu badi baat. But he has this vision that nobody else can even come close to, because he's so good with production design or art and so good with costumes. Like,
so he does all of that
everything,
himself.
Everything that a Sanjay Leela Bhansali movie has a very big part of Sanjay Leela Bhansali, even if it is the smallest thing. So even if it is one carpet, there is a lot of Mr. Bhansali in that one carpet. Everything in the frame.
For a director to like see the minutest parts of the particular scene, it's huge.
From your ring, from what ring the actor is wearing, to how the pallu is, to how the carpet is, or what the dialogue is going to be. He is extremely invested. And I think when you are around somebody's presence who is like that, you just want to become better.
Yeah, it inspires.
Yeah,
you.
It's just constantly wanting to become a better individual.
True
and
that.
A better creative person.
Definitely. I mean, your experience with him would have another podcast. You would need another podcast to actually listen more about his work and everything. But majorly, we got to know that you worked with him on Heeramandi film. And as far as I know you always wanted to do something in that particular niche, what Heeramandi actually represented.
Yeah.
Because I think you had wrote a similar play like for that particular community of people. And when I saw Heeramandi personally, and when I got to know that, okay, I was just so, so proud that, okay, I'm seeing Vama's name there and I know her for a fact and I know what kind of work she likes and finally she's been able to do. What was it like to be on the set of Heeramandi and with all the people, all the most creative people in that room?
Absolutely thrilling. I think it was little Vama's dream which came true. And every day on set was, so the set that we had was actually like a city. So it was that big, it was that grand, it was that huge. So it just felt like we're entering that world every time. And I think eventually the aura, the vibe of the set had become such that you feel like, you know, you've been transported back in time. So that is what it was. Everybody, of course, Sanjay sir was at the foundation of everything. But even the actors, absolutely disciplined, absolutely hardworking and humble. So you understand that, listen, whatever you do in your life, wherever you go, you need... And this is something I've realized, that good people will always have good things come their way. And this is what that set taught me. And Sanjay sir is also extremely funny. He's very funny.
Okay, so, this is a complete different side of him.
Yeah, he's very funny as well. So I think there was also like humor on the set. There was also celebration, because I think the way he directs music and music, like dances, was an absolute treat, because I dance myself. So for me, I was just like a small child. I was like, oh my God, this is...
what is happening?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is like, my eyes were like the eyes full of wonder, heart eyes is what I felt. So yeah, it was just
One of the best. And I think when we say that we are creating a movie or a series, when people like say 100, 200 people on a particular set, it almost feels like a family. Like on the last day of shoot, it would be just like so overwhelming that, okay, we are going to get separated and now the promotional part is going to be.
Yeah.
So what was that feeling for you? Like, was it so close to your heart? And what was it like the last day of pack up? What were you feeling emotionally? What were you feeling?
Of course, I was extremely overwhelmed. I was also very happy that because, of course, when you're working with Sir, he is just an instinctive person who understands art so much because a dialogue written in a certain way and the actor performing in a certain way can also change the meaning. So he would be very involved in each and every scene that was being done. So sometimes, you know, we were like, okay, overwhelmed, okay. We didn't even know when the schedule was ending and all. So when it ended, I think all of us were just celebrating. But then it actually hit that, oh my God, now we don't have to wake up and go to the set anymore. Or we don't have to shoot anymore. And then probably this was the last time we were seeing a few people. So it was very overwhelming.
It's all chaos. And then there's silent.
There's silence. Yeah. And then you don't even know where the silence is coming from.
Yeah.
And I think also I was privileged to be a part of the post-production as well, where again, I learned a lot. So I was still in the process, but a lot of my friends and I had made a very nice friend group of other ADs who were my girl gang, who are still my girl gang. Okay. And, you know, we would meet every day. And then it just felt like, okay, now I am here and, you know, probably they are working on other projects and now they're at home or they are away from me. And of course, I felt the void as well.
Yeah.
But it's great that we catch up. But it's just that the feeling in itself was overwhelming.
Yeah, I can clearly see it on your face right now. And while you're telling me all the stories, I'm like, oh my God, how disheartening it would be like to not go on the set the next day and everything is just empty. And then you're just waiting for the show to actually be aired and everything.
And I also invested a lot of myself into the show. So, and that was, again, very taxing. And I know that I'm a very young girl and I still have a lot of opportunities to come my way. But it, you know, your first is always...
most special.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you just got out of a relationship which was very
intense,
invested.
Yeah.
Yeah, intense. Absolutely intense. So that is exactly what I felt. But... I'm happy because it's made me what I am.
True, definitely. And what was that one particular scene from Heera Mandi that has like just stuck with you for the rest of life while you were directing it?
You know, I think Sanjay sir was invested in everything. I think all the scenes, I really can't pick one because all the scenes were... there was something new to learn in every scene.
Yeah. And was there any moment, because as audience who has watched Heera Mandi, there have been so many times that we've just had tears going out of our eyes. Like there are 2-3 scenes where like there's one when Richa Chadda, so she has just acted a little bit where she's like dying for the love. Yeah. And she's very depressed. And at that time, like she's just dancing in pain. All those scenes have been directed in such a way that it actually hits the audience and we are like literally crying. So what was that for you? Like, have you ever had that thing, experiencing that while you were shooting it? Okay, my God, this has been just so phenomenal that I have my tears out of my eyes.
You know, like every day, and I'm not even making this up or I'm not even saying this out of my love or respect or having been there. But this is genuinely coming from my heart. Every day that Sanjay sir has directed a scene has been a day where I've gone back home thinking, wow. Like, it took me 45 to 50 minutes to get home every day from set. And honestly, the only thing playing in my head was, how did we do this scene today? And how did that scene get completely flipped from what we had expected? Like, when we read it, we're still kids learning. We are still assistant directors.
From the vision to reality.
And then you have this mastermind and then he just flips the scene completely and makes it something. And you're like, oh my God, that is why he is who he is.
Yeah, definitely.
So every day was like that for me. I think even especially for me personally, the music sequences, the sound, the song, and he's also composed the music. So, you know, he's been so in touch with the entire thing that it's natural for us to feel that way because he was so invested in it. Yeah.
Since we are already talking about your work with Sanjay Leela Bhansali, I would like to ask if you had to pick one of the Sanjay Leela Bhansali's work where you would have got the opportunity to work, the past ones, which would have that movie been?
No, absolutely Devdas.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think that film is my topmost favorite film of Mr. Bhansali. Yeah. And I love Shah Rukh Khan.
So, yeah, when you said main hoon na, I knew that for a fact that you're a big Shah Rukh Khan girl.
I'm absolutely crazy for Shah Rukh Khan. Huh. And but I think that movie also is beautifully shot.
True that. The story.
Beautifully directed. The story is so good. Everything just hits
the
spot.
One of the best actresses on sets. I mean,
Aishwarya and
Madhuri Dixit. Oh my God. Yeah. It would have actually been a dream to like see both of them dancing and everything.
And there are so many stories from that film. So I think I would have liked to be a part of it in all films, but that one.
That one for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And now that we are into the like full Bollywood conversation, what is that one thing that you think that it is just changing in Bollywood? Like these days, there are so many movies that are working well, not working well. And people are more into realistic work, like say, okay, real life based stories. So what is the switch that you as a assistant director or like soon to be a director, what is it that you are thinking of? And what is it that you are seeing the trends in Bollywood currently?
You know, the worst trend of all time is that now movies are being shot in a certain way that it can trend on reels. Yeah. Or songs are being shot in a certain way. And I think we're losing the charm of what we were actually going out to do. Because and in terms of even real films, earlier we had this balance. Like if you look at a few years, you've got great films coming out in 1 year, and so one of the films is a rom-com, another one is a sad film, or you know, there are different
genres,
flavors. Huh. Yeah, or as an audience, I'm talking as an audience.
Yeah, yeah, definitely as an audience.
But there are too many formula films that you can see that okay, ye work karega. This is going to work a certain way.
So like if you see, I understand that it is completely, I don't want to get this thing out in controversy, but we always observe that there's so much about real life based issues, this and that. But I think movies are supposed to be entertaining too. And Indian cinema has like just lost the charm of being entertaining. Like if I remember or I recollect, Rocky Rani was the last, oh my God, big fat, like wedding kind of a thing, songs, dancing, everything going around in different frames. And now what we see is like very blank, like everything is too serious. There's no what Bollywood had, the charm.
You know, even if it is serious, I believe there should be some kind of creative expression, which is new, which I feel like I am completely game for real life stories. Yeah. And for, I love Neeraj Kewan. So I love stories like Masaan or Gili Poochi. I love his work. And then you have real stories like Santosh, which is banned in India. And then you feel like, okay, why don't, I mean, the problem with me is that audiences don't have the choice. They don't, I think, are we losing the opinion, the right to opinion?
Yeah.
Because I agree Animal did very well. But and I have no opinion in terms of that film, that whether should that film be made or no, because I feel everybody has the right to express themselves, and the audience needs to take back home what they want to. But I also believe that why is somebody stripping us of the choice to make a decision? Yeah, like to the fact that should I even have an opinion about this film or.
And then maybe hyping, somebody else the decides. The PR is hyping the whole thing up and making the audience completely like their entire thought process has been changed because of the PRs and the news people constantly going.
And maybe then you also feel that are we missing out on good films? Is because of one film another film not getting that kind of recognition that it deserves?
And this is like for so long we have been seeing in Bollywood that there have been so many good movies who have not ever got recognized. And there are movies which shouldn't have gone, like overrated ones. And they've just like gone mad with the ratings and everything.
Yeah.
So that too, we have been seeing it. But now I feel that it is too much.
Also, I feel fresh voices don't have that much of support. Because I'll tell you, like, if a movie... There is no problem if a movie like Pushpa or Animal, which are blockbuster entertainers, do well. But then the producers will not want to invest, or the financiers will not want to invest in films which are two-tier city ki ek choti si film ya fir real stories, because they know that it's not going to make that much money, because at the end of the day, Bollywood is also a business.
True that.
So...
And they have to earn money.
And that is a vicious cycle that we are stuck
right in. Now we are currently stuck. So I think investors need to be a little bit more wiseful while investing for a film.
Yeah.
Because if you know, okay, real life story kind of a thing, or some two-tier city thing, Bareilly Ki Barfi. Now it has story, it has drama, it has rom-com. It has everything. And it is not just a mirch masala, but a real good story thing. Then there was this one, Luka Chupi, Kartik Aaryan and Krita Senon again. So those kind of cinema is something that we audience also would like to invest in. And because of this only, OTT is like just going ahead and ahead.
If you look at a film like Super Boys of Malegaon, which is such a good film.
Yeah.
And it is a film that actually deserves for people to go and watch it in the theaters. I watched it myself thrice because I was like, this is a film I really want to support.
Yeah.
Like, I want people to make these kind of movies. Because even as assistant directors, or even as people who are creating movies, cinema, it is inspirational ke dekho, agar tum aisi stories bolna chahte ho, to tumhari film bhi kabhi na kabhi banegi. So that aspiring directors like me or my friends don't have to write a formula film that pehli film banani hai, to hame kuch formula likhna padega. Jo work karega, and then you can like you have to make like a fun film, and then you can make your highway. That's
very much of it.
And also I think because of OTT now, it's sad and it's scary that people are not going to theaters as much.
The charm of that going to the theaters, removing some amount of time specifically to be entertained for 3 hours and going in the world of cinema. वो तो अभी बचा ही नहीं है. देर इज नो मूड फॉर सिनेमा. यू आर जस्ट स्विचिंग इट ऑन. लोग आधी मूवी देख रहे हैं, आधी कल देख रहे हैं. ऑल ऑफ दैट इज हैपनिंग.
इट्स जस्ट स्टिम्युलेशन नाउ.
एग्जैक्टली.
वी आर ऑल्सो एज पीपल सो ओवर स्टिम्युलेटेड, राइट? लाइक राइट नाउ, बिकॉज यू एंड आई आर टॉकिंग, वी आर इन्वेस्टेड इन दिस, और एल्स वी विल बी ऑन आवर फोन्स एंड स्क्रोलिंग.
डेफिनेटली. एग्जैक्टली.
एंड एवरीबॉडी वॉन्ट्स सम काइंड ऑफ स्टिम्युलेशन. दैट्स वाई पीपल डोंट टॉक टू ईच अदर एनी मोर. सो ओटीटी, आई अग्री, it is very important. But then the question also arises that because of OTT, are we somewhere losing out on the charm of what a movie theater is? And movie theater wali film mein aap OTT pe kabhi enjoy nahi kar paoge. Nahi kar paoge.
So like if you see Chhaava, now that kind of a movie, you will need a theater environment where you are just looking at the screen, big screen, and like just watching the whole movie, looking at each direction done for each scenes. So people like us who are looking at the technicalities and trying to learn something out of it, it is really important for us to see it in a cinema mode rather than seeing it on an OTT platform.
And then
the
enjoy
fun
it in
of
that
going
way.
With your family, eating some popcorn, chilling out. Yeah. I think that was the OG
experience.
Netflix and chill than
home. Yeah, absolutely. That was an experience in itself. And we're losing out on that experience right now, honestly. But that's my fear. That's my biggest fear, that I really want to have the opportunity, and I really want that people now coming up and becoming assistant directors, because honestly, if you get into this industry, you have to be extremely passionate, because nobody else will be able to survive. We work for 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours. We don't have a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
You're probably shooting for like 20 days straight without a break.
You may not get paid well, whatever.
You have to keep on begging people, okay, listen, my payment is stuck. Please, payment khatam. Like, they
exactly,
do.
And there's no like, yehi din pe salary aane wali hai karke.
Haan.
There's no, your payday is not there.
Exactly.
There's no payday.
Every day is important for you to be there on set, because you can't, the duniya mein kuch bhi ho raha hoga, you will have to be on set. So being an assistant director also is a task in itself. Matlab, it's a very heroic thing, honestly. Yeah. And that's might be sounding wrong because I am an assistant director myself.
Obviously. Because the kind of efforts you put, like 12 hours straight, you have to be there.
And it's more than 12 hours, let me tell you. And if you count ki tayar hoke fir ghar se nikalne mein bhi kitna time lagta hai, wo bhi alag hai. And then when you go to sets, you probably don't even have the best food that is provided to you. You don't even have enough time because you need to shoot a lot in one day.
You have to just grab something out and everything. Yeah. There's no sleep cycle, there's no food cycle. Everything is gone.
Everything is gone for a toss. And your body is tired. And so you really have to be crazy to be an assistant director. Or you really have to be extremely passionate to be in this industry. Forget assistant director.
For sure, yeah.
So every field requires some kind of passion. But what I've noticed...
Entertainment industry requires
mad people. I'm telling you. You have to be crazy because... Let me be very honest. Assistant directors, directors, HODs shoot for 12 hours, 13 hours. 12 hours ki to shift hoti hai.
Shift hoti hai.
Fir uspe tum jao, call sheet banao. Fir wo sab alag hota hai.
Yeah, yeah. The technicalities are different.
Uske baad bhi jayenge... बियर पियेंगे और फिर वापस कल सुबह उठ के आएंगे सो दिस इज व्हाट आई एम सेइंग लाइक यू नीड टू बी मैड लाइक दैट यू नीड टू बी क्रेजी
ट्रू दैट एंड व्हेन पीपल आर लाइक सिंबलाइजिंग के बॉलीवुड इज समथिंग दैट इट्स वेरी शेरी इट्स दिस और दैट इट्स नॉट शेरी इट्स जस्ट दैट वी हैव टू वर्क द होल डे एंड नाइट
या सो
इट्स जस्ट दैट एंड वी आर सीइंग द सेम काइंड ऑफ पीपल एवरी डे वी आर स्पेंडिंग मोर टाइम विद देम देन आवर फैमिली देयर इज नो फैमिली देयर इज नथिंग एट ऑल
आई हैव नो आईडिया one of my family member was going through a surgery and I've not been to the hospital for all 5 days because I was shooting in Mumbai. I was coming back home every night, but I couldn't go to the hospital.
And this is just when you are shooting in Mumbai, in the same city. Imagine the same thing when you're traveling, when you're going at 10 different locations for 3 months straight.
Yeah.
So obviously, I also agree to this thing that when I, from my engineering, I shifted into media world, almost half of my entire family used to tell me, are you mad to do this? Why are you shifting in this thing? It has so much of hustle, so much of everything you will be requiring to do. Like today also, like I was shooting 2 to 3 podcasts in a stretch. And then I was like, okay, but I still love doing it.
Yeah.
I would not exchange this for anything at all. For even a very good life, very stable life, I would not want to exchange this thing, I get.
I think because this, you're chills. Also mad like us then.
Yeah, it gives chills. Because when I am working, when any creative person is working in that particular part, when you are like sitting, creating something, you have that adrenaline rush. You get that directly from it. And then when we are sitting idle, we'll still be thinking about, yaar, wo scene mein I would have done that thing. Or wo particular ad shoot hai, usme I would have done this thing, added that karke. And we'll always be about, ke, nahin yaar, ye maine galat to nahin kiya karke. And then we keep on telling ourselves that I can be more better every day, each and every day. So,
absolutely. And I completely agree with you. You need to be very passionate and you need to be... really wanting to...
And dedicated.
Dedicated.
Even not just... This is not just for actors... not just for directors and ADs or people behind the camera, but especially for the people who are in front of the camera. Like they have to go through makeups, changes, this and that. And people think that their lives are very lavish and everything, but I want you to highlight the fact that how it is exactly.
For actors, it is difficult, but I'll tell you... Coming to shoot is not the difficult, it's half the difficult part. The part is to get till there, to get a shoot, to reach that stage jahan pe aap okay ho chuke ho. Because I've seen actors who've been shortlisted and then probably cancelled. And there are multiple actors jinke saath ye hota hai. So I think the most difficult part, even for a big actor, is to get a convincing part. And once that happens, you have to be dedicated. Like, the entire unit will respect you more if you come on time, if you cooperate, if you learn your lines. Because just to make an actor stand on set and be ready, it takes a village. it takes a village to make sure that they are in that position and doing the right thing at the right time. And actors who really are dedicated. And I've been very privileged that all the actors that I've ever encountered in my life have been very dedicated.
They've been
and
very
hardworking.
Senior actors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even for ads, actors who are new as well are dedicated. But I think that is the difficult part.
So when we say that actors have been dedicated and all, there's also a thing that I have noticed that people who have done theatre, who have been radio jockey, all these kind of people and who have done hosting, I think their trajectory of learning and being an actor in films is much faster and helpful with the director than the ones who are just like directly entering the media world.
Yeah.
So what was your like experience there? Have you like ever encountered such things?
So what I believe is that when like we were discussing improv. So when as a theater actor or as a radio jockey or anybody in the creative field, when you have a constant practice, when you're constantly rehearsing, it's practice, right? Theater it takes a lot of confidence for you to get up on stage, act in front of 600 people.
Definitely.
And say your dialogues and have your co-actor say something wrong. And then
just make it improv on the spot.
Correct. Yeah. And then make it correct. And then, you know, still keep the story going. That already gives you a lot of confidence. So when you're on set, especially TV actors, when they come on set, they are so trained. They get a script every time. Every day ki script aaj mil rahi hai aapko. Wo itne trained hai aur wo itne professional hai ki bola abhi sad ho ja, to abhi sad ho jayenge. Abhi khush ho ja, abhi khush ho jayenge. Isko aise lena hai, isko aise lena hai, isko layered lena hai. Kyun? I believe it's only practice. And practice do type ki hoti hai. Ek ki aap apne dialogue pad pad ke usko mechanical karo. Aur ek hota hai ki aap acting ki practice karo ki aap apne aap ko ek... You can mold yourself better.
Yeah. So in
mechanical nahi karna
hai. Actor is basically like water, whatever glass you are.
You have to mold yourself. Understood. But I personally don't believe in rattoing your dialogues because that makes you mechanical. Yeah. But unless that is the demand, then you do that.
Understood. Yeah. So if they want an exact to exact dialogue, then that is possible. Otherwise, most of the people can who naturally aana chahiye, that has to come to you naturally. Understood. And what is it like for being a woman? So there has been so many times that people don't give work to a woman. They're like dicey. And especially in this industry, they don't trust much. So has that kind of thing ever happened with you? Or have you ever faced such difficulties? Because especially for an AD or a director kind of a thing, they usually try to shunt a woman there.
You know what? I choose not to believe that whatever ill has happened with me is because I'm a woman, but deep down in my heart, I know that maybe it's because I'm a woman. So, of course, people talk to you condescendingly. Of course, there's a lot of mansplaining.
Yeah, exactly.
People are going to come and teach you things that you probably know. People are going to, you know, hold you in a certain way, put their arm around you and feel it's okay and that's fine to be. And, you know, you had another point earlier that the industry is looked upon in a certain way.
Yes, exactly.
I believe it's because I'm answering another question right now, but I believe it's because of the long working hours and because people have the freedom to do what they're doing. So there is, you don't have to dress up like a corporate person. There are no rule books.
There's no discipline. Or,
no, there is discipline. But there is no... A rule book that is followed.
Yeah, the rule book.
ये आपको ऐसे ही करना है.
जो corporate वाला rule book रहता है, legal laws, then there is this outfit laws and all these kind of things.
तो वो वैसा नहीं है. So it's more chill and it's a creative zone, so everybody's chill. I think, but this is in every field. If you get swayed, you get swayed. तो that is how you have to maintain
and
yourself.
And I also think as humans, if you are with a particular person for like 18 hours, 20 hours, you're meeting that particular person every single day, then kabhi kabhi aisa hota ki you become tend to become friends and then you lose the boundaries of that. And then
but you
are
know,
not even knowing.
It's just glamorized because it is the industry.
Yeah.
It happens everywhere.
It happens everywhere. Exactly.
You go to a corporate office right now and if God ever made a glass, chashma, जिसमें यू कुड डिटेक्ट where things are going wrong. You wear that, you go there, you will see everything. I think it's just
that the news channels have highlighted all of this only for this particular industry.
You have big actors. India mein sab bade actors ko follow karte hain. Kisi ka kuch hua to wo puri industry pe aa jata hai. Ye har sector, section of life mein ye hai. So, I don't think it's only restricted to the industry.
There's a lot of mirch masala that has been added just for the industry.
I would see, my family is very supportive that they are okay with me for working 13, 14 hours, coming back home late at night, not seeing me for days, even though we're living in the same house. They have their faith in their upbringing.
Yeah.
And I do actually want people to have more faith in their children and let them get into the industry. Because coming back to the female question, whether women are...
Because women are more scared to enter industry because of all of these things. So if you also, like, since our families are like that we are like open to things and they understand our work and they trust us more than the outside world. So because of which we also know where we have to be bounded, where we have our own boundaries set around us. But this is not how everybody is brought up, right? So there have been so many cases where like females have been like, ke nahi yaar ye kuch to galat hai. I don't think we should go in this industry. Ya fir wo parents bhi wo log aise bolte hai ke wo industry mein mat jao, it is not for you. It has these all things. It has issues for women and all of that. Mm. And this has not been right now for cinema, but it has been there ever since cinema started. So even an actress used to be considered ki ye bahut bold hai because she's in cinema. She's a very bold personality. Ye consider kar liya jata tha when it was in our parents' generation.
Mm. So then, वो generation
वो society issues खड़े and now it is like वो it is not a safer thing for this to do, like it is not safe for the woman to go in the field. तो ये सब जो आ रहे, is this actually taboo or these things happen and you have to like just hold yourself well?
No, I feel, see, safety at work is a question जो universal है. मतलब lack of safety. एंड आप कितने भी सेफ एनवायरनमेंट में रहोगे, कोई ना कोई होगा ही जो आपको कहीं ना कहीं थ्रेटन करेगा. सो अगेन आई थिंक इट इज़, आई वुड नॉट से के इफ देर इज समथिंग रॉन्ग हैपनिंग टू यू यू बेर इट. नो, आई एम सेइंग कि दिस हैपन्स इन एवरी इंडस्ट्री, बट दैट डजेंट मीन वी स्टॉप पीपल फ्रॉम गेटिंग इन टू अ सर्टन इंडस्ट्री अगेंस्ट देयर विशेज because we think it is unsafe.
Yeah, so how did you manage that and how did you dealt with such kind of people?
I am still dealing with such kind of people. And kept your
thing with yourself, like kept your opinion and let it go.
Yeah, I'm still dealing with such people. I have had a lot of condescending people. I've had a lot of people mansplain to me and I have a problem. I cannot listen to people who are talking to me like that, even if they're saying something genuine. But if there is a tone or if there is a way where... which is not right, I don't like it. I have a personal experience of when I was directing a music video. I was working with a set of cinematographers. And I don't know whether if it was because I was a female or I don't know what. They wouldn't come to me to check the shots. They would go to my assistant director, and who's a male. Or they would go to my associate. And I would be like, okay. And after a point of time, I'm just questioning ke,
ye kya chal raha hai?
What is going wrong? And is my being a woman? And of course, you will start thinking like that.
Exactly.
Because if there is no communication, then you will think that is it because I'm a woman that you're feeling threatened to come and talk to me?
Or sometimes, am I that intimidating to you?
But that has been a problem. Like any woman...
Especially bold women are either intimidating. Because men want that they try to dominate some person. Especially in any industry for that matter. Not just for entertainment, but everywhere. It is the same thing. They think that they can either dominate her or they are getting intimidated if a woman has a stronger personality. So yeah, I can relate to you. Why? Because in our industry, when I started as a founder also, I faced the same thing. So they used to never trust...
Take you seriously.
Even today, it is a database that has been given out that female founders have not been trusted well for the fundraising and for the like investors' side than the male founders. And that is the main reason females have to take a lot of other ways or get a male co-founder on board.
Correct.
And I think that needs to be changed.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is very difficult for people to trust you or for people to take you seriously, more than trust you, to take you seriously. I've had producers who wouldn't talk to me when I am at Wow managing everything. Huh. We're doing the production, plus I've written and directed a certain project. I don't have the producer talking to me. And then you feel like, okay. They're talking to my executive producer, huh, or they're talking to my line producer, and they're talking to the... they're not talking to me. And then I feel, is it a me problem? And then you realize it's not. It's just that they feel that the men will understand it better. And you feel like, okay, fine. And then they want...
You do you.
Yeah. So it is there. It is definitely there.
I think the society is still not moving forward in this whole thing. And wo ek cheez to hai, the trust issues. But I'm
still...
It's
not there.
Yeah, it's not there only.
And I feel I am very privileged that I haven't had to experience it so badly. Or it's been there, but it's been there as background. But I also feel... I'm sure a lot of other people have it worse. Like, to give you an example, when assistant directors, usually the industry asks for female seconds, and their job is to handle costumes. So many female seconds get stuck in this loop where they cannot get out and become a second AD. Because second AD is supposed to handle action and art, and that is considered more of a male or a masculine job. So I know a lot of people who are stuck in the second
loop,
and they don't get to become a second, or they don't get to become a first AD, because when I was the first AD on one of the ads, it was a challenge for me to get people to... they were listening to me, but for the director to take me seriously.
Oh, okay.
Because they would be like, "Haan, okay, whatever. Haan, bol rahi hai." And they would still listen to, let's say, a second AD because... And I was controlling the set, the actors, the juniors, the star cast. Everyone was listening to me. But then the DOP and director had...
That is going to be like restricting you from creating more, right?
Yeah, and I realized why that was happening. It was only because for a moment I just took a step back, and I think the costume stylist came to me and she's like, "Relax, and I'm proud of you." And I know... The lens with which she said, "I'm proud of you," was not that because you're doing a good job. It's like because you're speaking. And then I just took a step back and I looked around me, and everyone was a guy. Like, there was no female, not in the costume department, except the costume stylist, not in the art department, not in the cinematography department, not in the sound department. There was no female on set behind the camera, except of the costume stylist and me. And then I realized, okay, you will think of something like that if there is no kind of a clear communication. So that's the harsh reality. True, but that... It's not that bad. It's not as terrible. I mean, I've heard as other stories. Sounds. Yeah.
And I think it's high time that women needs to show up. The more the woman will show up and stop listening to these taboos, to aisa hoga ki haan, there's a woman gang going on. And then it is going to be the end of this whole patriarchy thing.
But you know, more women are stepping into the industry, which is a great thing.
Which is a great thing.
But then again, projects band ho rahe hai. Funding nahi mil rahi hai. To agar wo cycle nahi run hogi, to how will new people join the industry? Wo bhi hai ke, I think right now, the entertainment industry has taken some kind of a hit because so many projects are being shelved.
True.
And because of that, lack of people joining the industry has also become a thing. So I think
it is more shifting towards short form than
I think vertical cinema is the future.
Future.
And I'm not saying it out of, I want it to be the future, but I'm saying it looks like...
And it is sad. I think it's different.
I'll tell you, it's different. It's not what a movie theater ke andar 70 mm will ever give you. It's yeah, not that.
It's never going to be. It's so like the future generation is never going to understand what it feels like.
But vertical pe aap dekho to sab kuch vertical ho gaya hai.
Haan, abhi ho hi gaya.
Like, so you being an influencer yourself, attention you know.
Span. So when we also, like, because I'm an influencer, I know ki logo ka attention span sirf scrolling jitna hi hai.
Haan.
So either you grasp, so jo hooks ki baat karte hai, when we say reels mein hooks hote hai, ads mein hooks hote hai, so wo sirf humko 5 seconds ke under dalna hai, kyunki attention span hi utna hai. Agar usme kuch wow nahi hua, to people are going to scroll you.
Correct.
And that is just so sad because we are getting more desperate. उस चीज के वजह से देयर इज हाइपरटेंशन, देयर इज डिप्रेशन इश्यूज, पीपल आर गेटिंग सो एंशियस. आई माई सेल्फ समटाइम्स थिंक दैट अगर मैंने एक दिन में इतना कैमरा लाइक जस्ट टू गेट इंस्पिरेशंस फ्रॉम रील्स, इफ आई कीप ऑन स्क्रोलिंग इतना ना, तो भी माई हेड इज गोइंग टू बी मैड.
आई
बी सो एंशियस कि मेरे माइंड में इतनी सारी आइडियाज एक साथ आई हुई है, इट्स ऑल क्लटर्ड, अब इसको पेन डाउन कैसे करूँ, एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट इज ऑल्सो लीडिंग टू एंगजाइटी. Subconsciously, you and I do not even know ke hum log kitna time scroll kar rahe and what is leading to what mentally.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I think that is somewhere very sad.
Yeah, it is. And people getting used to, addicted to, I am also probably addicted to Instagram.
Everybody is, everybody
scrolling
is.
And I mean, when people say, no, it's, I need my me time, ab ghar pe jaunga, bed pe letunga aur scroll karunga. That is,
and it is real, it's very
it is real.
Real.
I do that. I mean, it is real. So that's why I believe that probably cinema or vertical will become a very booming.
Yeah. And even for like content creators, if you see, they have like 5-6 series ka chota chota whole movie. They try to stretch a movie into.
And I
it's good.
Respect that.
Huh.
I mean, I respect that you are growing with time. I respect that a movie like CTRL is made, which is talking about AI,
so
which is talking
done.
About... Honestly, we need to grow
so
with time. We
nice
need to understand.
True
and
that.
Of course, you draw your own boundary. Ki tum kitna is cheez mein involve hona chahte ho. But that
eventually
is
you have
you
to transform.
Yeah, you,
yeah,
have
yeah,
to,
yeah.
You have
eventually
to
eventually anybody. Like any creative person has to be there. And ab hum sabko pata hona chahiye. Because if we don't evolve, we are out. Yeah. Just like how cinema ka hua. From black and white, we went to color. Then from color, we went into HD, this, that. Theaters bane. And now it is all OTT, phone. Usme aa raha hai karke.
Yeah.
So it's
so
just
you need to
whole,
grow with time.
We have to grow with time. Karke.
I agree.
And then it will be like, abhi kaisa we have theater festivals where we like stream different movies from the 80s and the 70s. Vaisa abhi ka hone wala. Like, theater is
maybe.
Going to be like that.
Maybe.
Maybe that
maybe.
Is the future
you never know.
Of it. Definitely. Yeah. So before we begin, and up next, we are going to do a small rapid fire with you. And we are going to talk a lot about movies.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm super
let's
excited.
Take a small break. So let's begin with rapid fire round with you and let the audience know the real you.
Okay.
Stage or screen?
Stage.
A movie that changed your life and why?
Dead Poets Society, because I think it makes me feel a certain way after watching that film and I feel extremely inspired.
Okay. Your creative happy place?
Anywhere outside my house.
Okay. A role you'd like to play?
As an actor?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a difficult question. But I would love to do Manto.
Okay.
That Nawazuddin Siddiqui did. I think it's a great role.
Okay. Dance or direction if you had to choose one?
For like a day?
For a day.
Direction.
Okay. One line that defines your creative philosophy?
That no idea is a bad idea.
Oh, wow. Your favorite movie and why?
My favorite movie is Dead Poets Society. I also like Veer Zara a lot.
Oh,
I love Veer Zara.
I love Veer Zara too.
Yeah, it's...
it's just too beautiful.
It's a lovely film. I'm also watching Severance right now, which is a great show. Honestly, it's the best show I've ever watched. So, yeah.
Your... views on future of cinema and OTT versus like your cinema halls, what would you prefer?
I would prefer watching films in the cinema hall, of course, for the experience, but I also like watching a film cozied up in my bed.
So you don't miss out on all movies?
Yeah, so I don't miss out on all movies. So I think as long as there is a balance, it's beautiful.
Exactly. Okay. One director you would like to work with apart from Sanjay Leela Bhansali and why?
Definitely has to be Wes Anderson. or it has to be Sofia Coppola. I also really look up to Meera Nair. So, and Zoya Akhtar as well. I think they make films which are really, really different. And also, just for the kicks of it, I would love to work with Farah Khan. Because she
she's fun.
Creates the best comedy ever.
She's fun.
Yeah, she's extremely fun.
Understood. One book that you have read and it has just been there with you the whole time.
I read a book called A Place Called Freedom.
Okay.
By Ken Follett. And it's been with me for
An actor or actress that you always love the most?
Shah Rukh Khan.
Okay, such a big Shah Rukh Khan girlie, na?
Very,
one
very
day
big.
You get to work with Shah Rukh Khan, I just hope.
I am praying. And I have so much confidence that I'm going to be like, sir, we're going to make a movie together and I'm going to direct. And I just hope I can see that. And I hope that happens. But
That is going to happen for sure. But just don't faint, please.
I will. I know it. It's something I can't control.
First day on the set, director has just fainted.
Yeah, I'll faint. As an AD, as a director, even if he walks past me in a cafe, I'm going to faint. So.
Okay, got it. A biopic that Bollywood has never made, but it should definitely look to.
I don't know if a biopic has never been made, but I think one should be made on Begum Akhtar's life.
Okay.
She was a singer. And I actually read a lot about her as research for Heera Mandi. And I learned that she was a very noble and a very big singer. And her life is
understood. Worth, and one actor who has been very close to you from Heera Mandi. Tough to choose too, but yeah.
Yeah, I think...
That's a good one, yeah.
So close as in who I really like.
Yeah, you really liked, you looked up to them, who has inspired you throughout your and made you feel home on the set.
Honestly, all actors made me feel very comfortable and good. Be it Manisha ma'am or
one we have to choose one. Okay, I get it, but
so
only.
Everyone made me feel extremely comfortable. But one person I really looked up to for what they did and their acting was Manisha ma'am.
Okay, obviously she's a true gem.
Yeah, and she's her. And she comes with this big bag of experience. So half the time I would also like keep on bothering her. Please tell me what happened on the set of Dil Se, or you know, can you give me how
insights,
it? Yeah, how was it working on Khamoshi? So I was like always talking to her. Yeah, and I also was seeing how she actually got into the character, because in my head, for me, like Manisha ma'am was like this beautiful, soft spoken, and then she is this fiery Malika Jan. So it was like I was in awe of what she was doing.
What she was doing, definitely at her age to pull that big of a character.
Yeah,
and Malika Jan was an amazing character in the whole.
And she looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
So yeah.
To carry that whole thing with her, yeah, amazingly done. And one last question for our rapid fire is going to be: influencers as actors is a trend going on. And so what would you prefer, influencers being an actor or actors being actors?
Why can't influencers be actors as well is my question. I'm saying if you are hiring somebody to do a project for you as an actor because they are an influencer, then probably that is wrong because they won't be able to do justice. But if an influencer is a good actor, they definitely should be considered. I have worked with an influencer in one of my music videos and he was a really good actor as well. And I think that was kind of an untapped energy. And I was really happy to be working with him. But at the same time, if I just pick some random person who might be
good following
a very,
and everything.
Yeah, and that is how people are actually casting nowadays
as exactly.
well.
Yeah, exactly.
But acting ka hunar unme hona chahiye. To mujhe nahi lagta ye discussion bhi, matlab, jab wo nepotism wala discussion jaisa ho gaya hai. To jab tak koi deserve karta hai, to usme kuch galat baat nahi hai.
You have to bring the face out there.
Yeah, if somebody is a good actor.
Because these days there are so many people. So coming out of the whole rapid fire thing, I have also noticed that people ask aapka following kitna at the time of auditions. This has started now. Very well started. So actors, struggling actors also try to be influencers and then they prefer ki yaar hamara reach hona chahiye. So only we'll be getting the role. So do you think that is really, really very needed or is it fair that is happening?
See, I'll tell you, I believe that even becoming an influencer takes a lot of effort.
True.
It
Very
is
no, true.
You cannot deny that consistently making content and posting it out there also requires a lot of effort.
And that you are only editing, you are only scripting, you are only doing
You're doing
whole
everything.
Thing. Everything. So you are only the person
So
there.
If you're out in the search to be an actor or if you have that talent and if that talent has been noticed by a casting company or a director and then you've been approached, that's great. But if you've been approached being half a good actor that you are, probably not even wanting to be an actor, and because you have, let's say, a 1 million follower, to agar uske liye agar aapko cast kiya ja raha hai aur agar aap acting ability nahi hai aap mein, to I don't think that should be done. I understand from the business perspective that they will bring in a lot of audiences, but that's not fair, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely not fair. You need to give the right opportunity to the right people out there.
There can be two different people. One, an influencer who wants to be an actor, and one, a struggling actor who's really wanting, waiting for a chance. Maybe the struggling actor's mehnat hai,
dedication,
but uska talent utna acha nahi hai jitna ek influencer actor ka shayad hai. To fir hum acting ke basis pe judge kare.
Yeah, so basically at the end of the day, it's the artist's skill that needs to be judged rather than the face value following
from,
everything.
Yeah.
Because fame ek baar tum acha artist karoge, acha perform karoge, to aani wali hai ghar ke. So I think that needs to be more focused. Amazing. Amazing. Such a nice this thing that has come out of this rapid fire. Lastly, before we close this entire conversation with you, I would want to know more about what are your future goals for Wow Expressions?
Honestly, I really want to expand this into a proper production and make which can make good movies and movies that actually have a voice of their own. For now, I want to be able to make, I want to start with making short format. So short films and advertisements, short films and music videos is something we already got. But I really want to branch out to making ads as well. And I think eventually, once the team is a little bit more refined with the experience, making movies is the ultimate goal. And making movies that matter is the ultimate goal.
Yeah. What is that one genre that you, in your view, like, let's just manifest it here in your couch.
I am all in for manifestation.
In for manifestation. That what is that one genre that you wish that should be your first movie out there for all the audience? Like, the big first movie completely directed by Vama has to be of this particular genre. I'm not telling the idea. I need the genre.
Okay. I have actually written a feature film, which is a fantasy drama. So, I hope I get to make that, but I don't mind. I mean, I know I can direct a comedy as well, and I can direct a fantasy drama as well. And if God and if the stars are aligned and if things happen in the right way, and if I get the opportunity, I would like to make it.
Definitely, definitely. I so wish that you get to do this.
Yeah.
And if you actually get to do this, since you have spoken it, we need some credits here. Yeah, okay?
Absolutely.
We're going to take 20% or something from your whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Because money, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I agree. मुझे तो बस पिक्चर बनाने का मौका दे दो, मैं उतने में खुश
हूँ. बना देंगे, हाँ. बाकी कुछ नहीं. Obviously, mad passionate people. Mad passionate people.
And I hope all other assistant directors also who've been really slogging for so many years and are really wanting to make a film, get the right channel to.
I used to say this thing to a lot of people, ki agar tumko paisa banana na to tum ye industry mat choose karo, because it's going to be very slow for you. You have to keep that patience of making money and actually reaching out that point of fame. Usko bahut time lagne wala hai.
Aur aap paisa bana bhi lo, but aap paisa फिर आप इतने involved हो जाते हो कि पैसा use कब करोगे?
हाँ, exactly.
पैसा वो भी है.
हाँ. तो तुमको पहले तो आपकी लाइफस्टाइल फिर मेंटेन करने में वही पैसा जाने वाला है. सेकंड, यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू गेट टाइम ऑफ योर लाइफ ओनली. आपको टाइम लाइफ क्या है वही देखने नहीं मिलने वाला.
आई अग्री विद यू 110%.
सो डोंट कम इन द एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री इफ यू वांट मनी.
कम
इफ यू आर पैशनेट.
कम इफ यू आर पैशनेट
एंड इफ यू हैव अ क्रिएटिव विजन.
यस, यस,
फॉर श्योर. इट वाज सच अ नाइस टाइम डिस्कसिंग ऑल ऑफ दिस थिंग्स. आई थिंक वी आर मीटिंग आफ्टर 6 years एंड वी हैव बीन इन्वॉल्वड इन आवर वर्क लेटली सो मच. But it's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's so good to be here. And honestly, thank you so much for having me. And I just feel so good talking to you. And it's just been so smooth. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was just like two friends yapping.
Yapping, yeah. It was just yapping.
Just yapping session.
Yeah, yapping session and catching up on everything.
Definitely. Yeah. Are you an old movie person or a new movie person?
Like, I am a movie person.
Oh,
तो आप ओल्ड हो या न्यू मूवी
दिखाओ, हम फिर कहीं पे कुछ देखने जाएंगे.
अरे डेफिनेटली, अभी तो री रिलीज भी हो रहा है, तो सब
री रिलीज वाले देखेंगे. I'm so in for that thing ना, री रिलीज वाला.
Let's watch a re-release film.
Done, for sure.
Let's do that.
It was so good to have this whole thing. Thank you so much, Vama, for giving your time and efforts to actually be there on the show. And I'm so happy that viewers are going to get this whole thing and this side of yours. And let's see who loves your side and maybe your film gets featured.
Yeah, who knows? But thank you so much for having me here. And it's honestly a privilege to be here. And I am so happy and so proud of everything that you've done. And I just hope you call me again after another 6 years and both of us
and
are somewhere else now.
As not as an assistant director.
As
or
a director.
As a director of a good commercial film.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you so much, Vama. This is it for today. I hope you guys had a lot of fun watching this whole episode. Thank you so much for sticking it till the end. And for more such content, don't forget to like, comment, share and subscribe so that it helps us and gives us motivation to create wonderful content. And thank you, Vama, for today's episode.